Bans on plastic grocery bags have been cropping up across Alaska's remote communities. Cordova's ban went into effect last year. But so far, the larger cities in the state have yet to adopt any. As part of a new segment, Ask the Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins explored if these bans are really better for the great outdoors.
Penny Gage, a resident of Anchorage, has a different kind of skeleton in her closet.
I have a large collection of plastic bags at home, and I feel very bad. I have gotten out of the habit of bringing my fabric bags with me to the store, and we use them for trash bags or other uses. I'm finding myself using them for everything.
Gage used to live in Washington, D.C., so she's no stranger to a ban on single-use plastic bags. She says Anchorage has some recycling options for plastic bags. Still, she wonders if nixing it from the checkout line altogether could be better for the environment.
Yeah, I'm curious. Does it really help if we get rid of plastic bags?
Around the state, the opinion on plastic bag bans seems to differ just as much. Homer City Council passed a plastic bag ban ordinance, only to have it overturned months later by a popular vote. Fairbanks considered a tax on plastic bags, but there was community opposition.
You have to decide in your community, in your culture, what's the most important thing for you. And for in Cordova, it's that we live and die by the ocean.
That's Emily Stolarczyk. She's the program manager of the EAC Preservation Council, an environmental advocacy nonprofit. Cordova has a population of about 2,500. And Stolarczyk says in the past, the community was using over 1 million plastic bags a year. She says that's particularly troubling when you consider the town's main economic driver, commercial fishing. She points to studies on microplastics winding up in seafood as a reason to be concerned. So Stolarczyk set out to change that. Her organization gifted reusable bags to every household in Cordova. And within a few years, they had enough support to rally around a ban.
And it's better when it takes a long time because it doesn't shock people either when it happens. You know, people need time to get used to the idea of change.
Grocery stores in Cordova still give out bags, but now it's biodegradable ones. Cordova's plastic bag ban is similar to one passed in Bethel about 7 years ago. But according to Bethel's landfill manager, David Stovner, bags are still flying around.
Well, at the landfill, I mean, we got a lot of wind here. We've got fences, but that doesn't stop them all. There's a lot of it that winds up on the tundra.
Ooh, I don't like that at all.
That's Shinny Romer, a lawyer who's worked on plastic bag ban laws in California and New York. She says, in her experience, plastic bag bans work best when there's a fee involved. In other words, if you forget your reusable bag, you pay 5 to 10 cents for a paper one. A similar ordinance in New York City recently failed to receive enough support. Still, Romer thinks those types of laws are better for the environment.
An example of it not being better for the environment is the allowance of biodegradable plastic bags.
She says with biodegradable bags, you're trading one behavior for another. A grocery store manager in Bethel I spoke with said paper bags are too heavy to be affordably shipped to the city, which is off the road system. But Romer thought the fee component could help that pencil out. But getting back to the original question, I asked Mary Fisher, the director of Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling.
Are plastic bag bans better for the environment?
Probably. I guess, you know, from the grand scheme of things, plastic bags are not good for the environment. Neither are plastic anything. You know, you could ban everything, I guess, and it would be good for the environment, but we as humans are not going to do that.
Hi there.
Hey, Penny, it's Elizabeth.
I catch Penny Gage, our question asker, up to speed.
Yeah, this is not a black and white issue, that's for sure.
So yeah, given all of that, what do you think?
I know I'm definitely going to be using my fabric bags more. I actually want to put a sticky note in my car to remind me.
For now, what Alaskans carry their groceries in is still a personal choice. And with the exception of a few small communities, most cities in the state don't want to tell people how to bring their groceries home. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.